the President of the United States issued three diplomatic communications on the morning of March 31, 2026, between 8:06 a.m. and 9:42 a.m. They are presented here in order of transmission. At 8:06 a.m., the President addressed countries experiencing difficulty obtaining jet fuel due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. He singled out the United Kingdom by name, noting that it had refused to become involved in the decapitation of Iran. He offered two suggestions. The first was to purchase fuel from the United States, which he noted has plenty. The second was to, in his words, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait, and just take it. The President added that the United States would not be available to assist these countries going forward, as they had not been available to assist the United States. He noted that Iran had been essentially decimated and that the hard part is done. He closed with the instruction, "Go get your own oil." The post was signed, President DJT, 16 minutes after this, at 8:22 a.m., the President addressed France. He stated that France had refused to permit planes loaded with military supplies for Israel to fly over French territory. He described France as very unhelpful with respect to the butcher of Iran, who he noted had been successfully eliminated. He stated that the United States will remember. The post was signed, President DJT. 1 hour and 20 minutes later, at 9:42 a.m., the President announced that Their Majesties the King and Queen of the United Kingdom will visit the United States for a historic state visit from April 27 to 30, to include a banquet dinner at the White House on the evening of April 28. The President noted that the visit will be even more special this year, as it coincides with the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. He stated that he looks forward to spending time with the King, whom he greatly respects. He stated the visit will be terrific. The post was signed, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. This correspondent notes that the United Kingdom was addressed twice in the same morning, at an interval of 96 minutes. In the first communication, it was advised to build up delayed courage and go take its own oil, as the United States would no longer be available to help. In the second, it was invited to a banquet dinner. The King is greatly respected. France was not mentioned in the third post. France will be remembered. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Sources for this analysis are available at isayip.com/propaganda.